Each month this school year, we've been bringing you stories about the books that are nominated for the Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. The winner is selected by Vermont middle school students who read the books that are nominated to the annual DCF list. One of those books is a biography called Temple Grandin, How the Girl Who Loved Cows Embraced Autism and Changed the World. The book is by New Hampshire author Cy Montgomery, and it looks at how Dr. Temple Grandin grew from a toddler who couldn't communicate to a college professor and one of the world's leading animal welfare experts. VPR's Amy Noyes visited with Dorothy Canfield Fisher Club at Walcott Elementary School. She found many of the students there share Temple Grandin's and Cy Montgomery's love of animals.
Temple Grandin is best known for designing systems that ensure beef cattle are handled humanely throughout their lives, and especially as they're being led to slaughter. Her work with farm animals is one of the things that makes Grandin's story so interesting to the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders from Woolcott. Farm life is an experience some of them have in common.
And whenever our sheep have babies, we put them in a separate pen from all the other sheep. And with our chickens, we have our chicken coop separated in half, and there's plenty of room for the chickens, and there's enough boxes for them to lay their eggs in.
That's sixth grader Forrest Laporte. He lives on a small family farm. Many of his classmates are also familiar with farm animals, whether they're their own or those of a neighbor. So many students, including sixth grader Elliot Bjerke, wanted to know more about Temple Grandin's work with animals.
Do you know if Temple Grandin works with any other animals besides cattle?
We put Elliot's question, as well as those of the other Woolcott students, to author Cy Montgomery. Here's what she had to say.
Oh, yes. Temple works with lots of other animals. In fact, she even works with zoo animals. Because zoo animals, you know, there's somebody who were made to be living in some forest or grassland or swamp or desert somewhere, and then all of a sudden they're in a zoo, and they have to have all kinds of weird things done to them. They have to have shots, and they have to have physicals, and how do you do that without scaring them half to death? Well, she's the one to figure that out. She's also working increasingly with laying hens and chickens who are used for meat. Now, birds, as you know, are very different from mammals and require a whole different set of things to make them feel happy and content and be healthy. But she's taking that on. She's also working with pigs quite a bit. She and I love pigs. So I think she'd take on just about anything except probably oysters. She doesn't like oysters.
Knowing Temple's love for animals, fourth grader Iva DeMag asked this question.
Is Temple Grandin a vegetarian?
Good question. She actually was for a time, but she didn't feel well being a vegetarian, so she's gone back to eating meat. She has a very special diet, though. She has a number of other health issues that she has to be super careful with, which may be the problem that made vegetarianism not work for her.
Sixth grader Isabel Massey wanted to know more about how Grandin's affection for animals developed.
What, like, made Temple Grandin fall in love with animals so much to, like, want to save them?
Temple Grandin, like myself, always related to animals very well. Animals are accepting of differences. Animals don't care if you talk funny. Animals don't care if you have a limp or if you have ugly hair. You know, they just accept you for what you are. So animals were always her friends as a child. And as she got older, animals are what actually saved her, as she says in the book.
Being with animals helped Temple Grandin learn how to embrace her autism. Eventually, she would put that knowledge to use, bettering the lives of animals. Here's Cy Montgomery reading from that part of her book where Grandin said she was saved by animals.
I've got the nervous system of a prey animal, Temple explains. Her senses are ratcheted up, attuned to sounds and details that humans don't notice, but animals do. She's not blinded to the sensory richness of the world by her ideas about what she expects to see, hear, smell, and feel. Her senses are constantly bringing her information, and she does not screen out any of it. During the terrible, desperate days when she was a teenager, like a prey animal, She was always looking for danger. This constant state of high alert is helpful to deer or horses or cattle who must constantly scan for predators. But to a teenage girl, it was torture. Back then, Temple feared she would go mad. She was afraid it would never end. What could rescue her from a lifetime of uncontrollable, unending panic? The remedy she craved came in the summer of her junior year of high school. It wasn't a pill or an operation. It didn't come from a psychologist or from a course or a self-help group. No, it came from a stockyard. Animals, she says, saved me.
Both Temple Grandin and author Cy Montgomery have built their careers around animals and the people who work with them. Montgomery has written about everything from scientists who work with tarantulas and snakes to an effort to save cockapoo parrots on an island off New Zealand and tracking tree kangaroos in the cloud forest of New Guinea. Sixth grader Aliyah Cross wanted to know how the author gained her subject's trust.
How long did it take you to get to know Temple and have her be used to you?
Well, we first spoke on the phone when she returned a phone call of mine. And when she called me up, I was alone in the house and I was playing one of my favorite CDs, which is The Calls of Frogs and Toads. And I was playing it really loud. So the phone rings and I pick it up. I have no idea that it's Temple Grandin calling me. I thought it might be one of my friends. And in the background, really loud, they're hearing these incredible croaking and creaking and singing frog sounds. And so without knowing who it was, I said, oh, hold on, I've got to turn down the frogs and toads. So more croaking and more creaking and more sounds. And then finally I say, hi, who am I talking to? She said, it's Temple Grandin. Well, right then, I think we became friends because a lot of people would be put off by that. But she thought it really rocked.
Fifth grader Megan Kimball is curious what the author takes away from her relationship with Grandin.
How did Temple inspire you?
Temple really inspired me because she took on a job that many animal lovers would not want to touch with a 10-foot pole. I care about farm animals to the point that I quit eating meat almost 30 years ago, but I don't have the talent or the mental tenacity to do what she has done and face their fear and pain and try and make their lives more comfortable and less scary. So she's deeply inspired me in that way. She's also inspired me to further value the importance and the gifts of other minds. I think I automatically seek out people with different minds now, even more than I have in the past, because I know that we need all kinds of minds to solve the problems in this world.
One of the reasons Temple Grandin is able to make animals' lives better is because she sees the world in the same way they do. She thinks in pictures. Fourth grader Tristan Love wanted to know if Cy Montgomery was able to think in the same way.
Did Temple Grandin give you a picture in your mind when you were talking to her?
When you're talking to somebody who thinks in pictures, can you get on their wavelength? I think in words a lot. Being a writer, I often think in words. But when I'm around animals, I change the way I think. And I think, Tristan, there were times when talking with Temple that I was thinking in pictures along with her, that we were kind of in sync.
Cy Montgomery also recalled something that Temple Grandin said to her, which she considered to be a huge compliment.
She said, Cy, I think you're a little autistic yourself.
Back at Wolcott Elementary School, librarian Sally Gardner wonders if the kids see farm animals differently after reading Cy Montgomery's book.
So I just want to ask you guys one final question. When you drive by and look at a cow now, do you see a deer front leg?
Yeah. This is like brought up so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Like,
just see cows as like
miserable lives.
Almost our own selves.
Yeah,
they have like they're almost exactly the same as us.
Because I drive by a farm, it's like they're being able to roam around. It's like, oh, that's nice. Because I was thinking of the book the other day when we went by the house and they had like a whole field to roam around themselves, and they weren't being hit, which is nice. Now, when I talk to any animal or like when I pet them or anything, I think of it as me. Like, would I want to be talked to that way?
Excellent.
Both Temple Grandin and Cy Montgomery have taught the DCF club members at Wolcott Elementary School new ways to see things through other people's or animals' eyes. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
The book is Temple Grandin, How the Girl Who Loved Cows Embraced Autism and Changed the World by New Hampshire author Cy Montgomery. Next month in our series Dorothy's List, After Eli by Vermont author Rebecca Roop. Here's a preview read by Stowe Middle School student Shane McGinnis.
My parents never got over Eli dying. My dad, who was never an easy person to live with, became pure hell. And my mom just sort of curled in on herself and shriveled up. She used to be bright and funny, and she had a lot of friends and a job teaching kindergarten at the elementary school in Fairfield. But she quit that after Eli died. After Eli died, she just stayed home.
That's an excerpt from After Eli. It's the next book in our monthly series, Dorothy's List, about the books nominated for the Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. Dorothy's List is sponsored by the VPR Journalism Fund.